Hey, welcome to East Meets West, episode number 12. I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Roger Chang.
And we have a special guest with us.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Who are you?
I'm Veronica Belmont.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I thought I expected to be introduced.
So. Yeah. Well, you know. I just want you to feel part of the crew.
What's her relation to this group?
So will you please talk into the microphone?
I'm sorry.
I do
sorry.
A level. You look
okay,
great. And
I'll
then
talk.
You start holding it down at your waist.
Hey, well, we should probably explain where Veronica comes from, just in case there are certain people who might not.
Right, right. Veronica is our producer and co-host of Buzz Out Loud on CNET.com.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Cool.
Is that enough explanation for you?
Hey, do you anything more? Yeah. I'm originally from Hartford, Connecticut, and my favorite color is blue.
Come on.
Does not enjoy long walks on the beach.
No, not especially cold. Not when it's rainy. Yeah.
Although she seems to be an advocate of mass transit.
Yeah, you got here by bus, huh?
Wow. Very quickly as well. I was shocked.
Yes, because nobody's out right now. It's all rainy.
I know, in California.
Django the dog is here, even though we said maybe we should keep her away the next episode. But she had a little bit of a fan club amongst the listeners, which there are many. There's like 70-some now.
70?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, we can't address them all by name anymore.
I'm terrified now.
Except for Jason.
Jason was the first one, so we always have to keep him.
Well, and Andy. I think, was number two.
I'm surprised at the number of fellow Asians on the board.
You think that's the appeal? You're trying to take credit for it?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Whatever.
That's cool.
Typical
I understand.
Response, whatever.
So we are watching the Academy Awards, and we started recording because Dolly Parton started singing, which, you know, that's no diss on Dolly Parton.
No,
or
she's
is
a
it?
Great lady. No, well, you know.
I like 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
I just lose interest very quickly because I haven't seen any of the movies that are up for any awards, so I have no idea what's going on.
Well, we had the most techie awards. We should have been recording earlier, I guess, because they had the Visual Effects Awards.
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
Which went to...
Wallace.
No, that was animation.
That was animation.
Award went to
it
Wallace
was,
and Gromit.
Oh, no, yeah.
What was it? Oh, it's King Kong.
The Weta guys.
Yeah.
The Weta guys.
Which I understand is a large flightless cricket only found in New Zealand.
Oh, is that where they get
the
name from?
That is correct.
Yes.
Well played, Roger Chang.
You learn
Django,
something new every day.
Django's
yes, that is the
today.
Goal of this show, is to open the eyes of the population.
To flightless crickets.
Flightless crickets? Where do we...
The large...
I get distracted
large,
for a moment.
The large crickets.
So we should probably start off by reading Jason's email.
Yes, Jason is the number one fan.
What was he? He was asking why I like rugby.
Why do you like
how
rugby?
I came to enjoy rugby, and if Roger is a fan as well, and do I watch rugby league? I became a fan of rugby because on my honeymoon I was in New Zealand,
cool.
of all places, the home of the Weta, and... it was the Rugby World Cup. So my wife and I scored tickets to see New Zealand play Australia in the semifinals of the Rugby World Cup, which, if you don't know, is a huge rivalry. And
I would only assume.
And it was just a blast, and it's a fun game. It's faster than American football, so it's really fun to watch. And we just enjoyed the heck out of it. So that's.
Is it more violent than football?
Yeah, a little bit. They don't wear pads.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah I've seen it on TV.
I think that's more violent. I mean, I don't think they're like out to kill someone, but
no,
just because
no.
the fans are more violent, right?
No, not at all. Actually, I think I found the fans to be less
actually,
violent
you know,
than soccer fans.
Yeah,
okay,
you don't
soccer
have that,
fans
you don't
are crazy.
Have that hooliganism because
no.
the audience or the people that tend to watch tend to be more, you know, middle aged and family people, so they're not going to go out, you know, out there with a whole kind of grudge.
A little classier, maybe.
Yeah, you know, they're more mature.
More
I
mature,
mean, in,
okay.
In terms of, you know, emotional state.
I can't say there's a high level of maturity in American sports.
It depends on what the sport is.
I also don't watch a lot
Polo.
Of sports, so I'm probably not the one to judge that.
Polo has okay. incredible maturity.
Okay, I think the average age is 80 there. But yeah, I do like rugby.
Lawn bowl.
I must say, I do not follow it. But when I was in Australia several years back, and I was waiting, and my girlfriend was working at a... was out to work. I was watching the TV. There was either a choice between Super 8, was it the Super V8, which is basically their version of NASCAR.
Oh, I hate tomato juice. Sorry.
Cricket, I was thinking that.
Which I don't understand because I watched it for an hour and a half.
You don't have to understand. You just let it wash over you.
You can't because it's so...
like a gentle rain.
Yeah.
It's just so obtuse for me. I like rugby. You can understand. You go there, they run there,
Okay, so...
Oh, it's Jon Stewart. I love him.
The Oscars are back. We're going to listen to Jon Stewart here for a second. Something about the Baldwin family was the joke, but we
tied in
it.
With the Wilson brothers.
But the Wilson brothers coming on for a live-action short film.
Live-action short film.
Kind of like a rugby game.
I guess.
Well, actually, it'd be a long film because that's a couple hours. We're very honored to present live-action short because our
first project together was a 13-minute short called Bottle Rocket. Oh, Bottle Rocket's great.
Bottle Rocket is pretty hilarious. I forgot that they were in that. That was them, I mean. So we're going to see the nominees for live-action short here. I'll probably go out back and edit out the pauses. Ausreißer. Cashback.
Pronounce that
one, Tom. The Last Farm, also known as Siddash di Bern. Our time is up, and Six Shooter. Did any of you see any of these?
Not a single one.
Although Your Time is Up kind of reminds me of my session with my shrink.
You have a shrink?
No.
Six Shooter one. I think that's a good sign for Brokeback Mountain.
Yes. Wow. Did you see what she's wearing? Very
cowboy themed.
Yeah,
Academy Awards.
Yeah. People are into the guns and the cowboys. I didn't see Brokeback Mountain, but I usually like westerns, so I imagine I would have liked it.
It's very similar to traditional westerns. Yeah. I've heard.
Okay, so he's giving his thank yous. Anyway, what were you saying about rugby, Roger?
That was like half an hour ago.
That's another complete left right there. But yeah, you know, rugby's great because, you know, even if you're not familiar with the rules, you can, you know, you understand what the goal is and you can approximate what they're, you know, doing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, in some ways it is like cricket. There's some pretty intricate rules involving the rucks and the mauls and how things have to happen. It's a very refereed sport, but at the same time you don't have to understand them to appreciate it because, like you say, the idea is get the ball over the line.
Yes,
and
exactly.
As long as you understand the scoring, that's all you need.
Ooh, do they get to announce another one?
I guess so. The Wilsons are talking again. Oh, they're having animated people on. This must be for the computer animation, because there was the Animation Awards, which Wallace and Gromit won. But.
Have you noticed every time they pan over the audience members, they look overly lit, like there's actually a reflector or something on them?
I wonder if somebody's running around.
Some guy running around with a big reflector.
Hilarious.
She's basing that on one duck with no pants.
Well, I think Daffy doesn't wear clothes either.
I think the animated jokes are very lame. Did they have to record? Okay, so they've got the two animated people up here presenting the nominees. Do they have to record them saying all of the winners so that nobody knows? Because it's supposed to be a big secret, right?
Oh, interesting. Interesting. There could be someone doing the talking.
Oh, live.
Live.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That they have to take 9.
That looks really cool.
And just
I saw that. Oh, I hope that one
wins. Oh, I saw that one over at the...
I saw One Man Band.
I didn't see
Comic-Con.
This one.
That was awesome.
That was Pixar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pixar did One Man Band. But the other one before that I saw, and it was amazing.
Which one?
I think it was called Light or something like that. I hope it wins.
Oh, he's got the winner in his pants.
Nope, that wasn't it.
And no way to tell if that was live read or not.
Probably not.
But so they must have recorded... versions for all the winners.
Ooh, what if it got leaked?
No,
or they didn't care because it was animated.
You know what they did is there's no one on stage. It's just they just roll that portion on broadcast and everyone watches a monitor.
Yeah, but if you're recording it and they only have you record one winner, then you know ahead of time who won. And no one but the Price Waterhouse.
No, but it's done live, but you know what I'm saying? Like the way we used to do our VR
Tech TV. Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Laura LeBlue?
Yeah, no, not the voice of...
Oh, Dot Dash?
Not Dot.
Dot Dash?
Dash is right. It wasn't
Tilda.
Dot. Tilda, thank you. She was the virtual character at Tech TV and ZDTV. It wasn't much at Tech TV. She kind of got fired. This is a really sappy thank you for an animated fun short.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't know. Light wasn't very fun, if that was the name of the other short.
In
general. They're not necessarily funny just because they're shorter.
Well, but the introduction was, I guess, is what
I'm thinking.
Yeah, they made it all.
Was this category last year? I don't remember this category.
The animated?
Yeah.
They may not have done it live, though, because they have the technical awards where they give it early.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Jennifer Aniston is wearing black in mourning. for Brad.
Black like her heart.
Wow.
Ooh, catty.
Wow.
I wasn't mean. No, I back Jen.
Oh, you mean like because her heart has been turned black, not because she's evil.
No, she's not evil.
See, a black heart usually means you're evil, though.
Well, she got, well, evil by association to, what's her name? The other one, Angelina.
Jolie?
Yeah, she's pretty evil.
Is she?
Oh, she's totally evil.
You think so? Is it the lips? Is
absolutely. That
where she keeps her evil?
Yeah, that's where it's all stored, yes.
Oompa Loompas.
Didn't see that either.
Is this costume? Is that what we're looking at now suddenly? So, you know what? We've done this podcast while we're watching TV before, and we found that it is really difficult when you can't actually see what we're seeing. So I thought we'd try it again, but...
I have a feeling it might not translate very well.
It's tough, because you have to keep saying what you're seeing. Like, right now I'm seeing women in swimsuits, but that doesn't really get across what I was actually seeing.
True.
Didn't see that either, Pride and Prejudice. Didn't see it. Looks very pretty, though.
Visual feast.
We did it before with what? The Grey Cup and the World Series?
Yes.
So this is the first non-sporting event we've tried. This is a good way to blow off the audience, though, if you're feeling nervous.
Probably we should probably be able... I mean, the last one they showed was Johnny Cash when he was in the office talking to the...
Did you guys... You haven't seen Walk the Line, either one of you.
No.
Okay. I've seen it.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched it like this third week it was out.
I
really
liked
wanted to see it. I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan.
Yeah, so
I liked it. I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan, and I didn't think Joaquin Phoenix really was Johnny Cash.
Really?
But maybe I'm spoiled by Jimmy Fox.
You know what? You're right. What it looked like was Joaquin Phoenix acting like Johnny Cash.
Mm. It's still a good story. It's almost the same story as Ray.
But what really blew me away was...
Ray was incredible.
His singing. Reese and
they
Joaquin
both sang, right?
For the movie.
Yeah, their singing was good. He didn't sound like Johnny Cash particularly to me. I mean, he was trying to. It sounded
like a
pretty fair imitation of Johnny Cash, whereas Jimmy Fox sounded like Ray Charles.
Yes.
And is now putting out an album.
Jimmy Fox is.
Yeah,
he's got a...
he's putting out an album.
He's got a...
you know, J-Lo went the same route when she did... was that movie she did? With the...
Selena?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
She
put
an album right after that.
Right. She didn't sing in Selena, that's true. She thought she was going to, but they actually had her lip sync actual Selena song.
But did not stop J-Lo from putting out an album.
Oh, no, that girl knows how to market.
Or going out with Ben, who got dumped. The whole Bennifer thing. Yeah.
Brangelina, Bennifer.
My thing is, how come they never...
Bennifer 2, Tomcat.
All right, let's read some of our responses. We have 21 responses to the last episode.
Yes.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Tom's right about Roger's wiki entry because I first heard Tom mention that he was doing podcast with Roger but didn't catch the name, so I went to wiki and found the link to the show. By the way, isn't dumpling a kind of bread? We were talking about Chinese don't have real bread on the last
podcast.
Well,
I mean, it's made out of flour, but is it like a bread in the way Tom was wanting bread to be? Like a loaf? A baguette?
Yeah, dumpling's not the
sourdough
kind of bread.
Sourdough?
Mmm, bread.
Although, that just could be an ethnocentric viewpoint on Tom's part. But I could be wrong.
Andy writes in, "Hey guys, enjoyed the podcast. Just wanted to let you know that I think the idea of only mentioning the comments is a good idea, but then that may come out of hand too. Chinese food." And then he says, "Oh, when I forget what I was going to say, if either of you has the time to respond to my email, I'd greatly appreciate your views on my questions about certifications versus degrees." So he's wondering if it's worthwhile to get certified.
Get a degree.
I say get a degree.
Get a degree.
Certifications are great when you're already in the working world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But...
And you want that little extra push.
Yeah, it's not...
And those certifications...
It's good for getting a promotion, not a job.
Exactly.
That's good.
That's a very good way of putting it.
I'm not certified in anything.
I'm certifiable.
I'm certified in digital field production, courtesy
of
Tech TV. It's $700. Russell Crowe.
John G. says, "I have a correction and some info for you. First, in episode 9,
wow,
Roger said Louisiana might be different if there were more French settlers. They were. We're called Cajuns, and we still use the Napoleonic Code as the basis for most of LA's state law, or Louisiana's state law.
That's true. In fact, they don't have counties. They have parishes.
That's right.
And, yeah, it's...
Based on the Catholic parish designation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, although federalism in its most basic form, first mentioned in the Bible, federalism as we know it now is first described in the Federalist Papers in 1788. Anyway, great show and happy Mardi Gras, everyone. John G., New Iberia, Louisiana. Federalism in its most basic form, first mentioned in the Bible?
That must have come...
Old Testament is what he's referring to? I'm curious.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool if he could expand on that, just so I'm clear. But no, that's interesting. I'll have to check into that.
Timothy says, thanks for another stimulating podcast. It's almost 1 a.m. I have roughly 30 pages to go thinking Greek city-states had a quasi-proto-federalist association vis-a-vis Persian invasion, actually in Eastern Asia.
That's true.
Particularly Neolithic China. Foxtail millet was initially the primary focus of subsistence before the shift towards domesticated rice.
God, you guys didn't tell me it was going to be all smarty talk on here.
All right.
I know something. Isn't a Greek city-state, isn't that a polis?
Yes.
That was a population,
Who's
was it?
Who's the smarty talk now?
I remember that, huh?
Was that from your required curricula?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Jason posted.
I think I learned on my own. Come on.
Jason posted on the forums. What's so special about Canadian RC Cola? How about an apple
Whoa,
beer?
Okay, that's weird because we were just talking about RC Cola.
Well, I mentioned the RC.
Is this
last
a running gag that I don't know about?
It started at the end of the last podcast.
It wasn't really running, as it was just kind of a starting gag.
Jason says, as for socialized medicine, one thing that the Canadian health insurance system does not offer is prescription drug care coverage.
That's odd.
Of course, drugs are much cheaper in Canada. Coming from Arizona, I knew many people who would go down to Mexico to buy drugs, but the quality of some pharmacies were dubious at best. First time I ever went to Mexico, I crossed over at Nuevo Laredo, and immediately some guy started asking me if I needed a doctor.
Isn't that where Johnny Cash crossed over?
I first thought that, no, he was in Juarez, I think. Oh, or El Paso. He was in El Paso. They're like, do you need a doctor? I'm like, what, do I look sick? Like, oh, I get it. Do I need a doctor? That kind of doctor.
We're doing quotations in the air in case you guys can't
air
tell.
Air quotes. Hey, it's a sub group.
Ow!
Daytona 500 cologne by Elizabeth Arden?
What
the frack is going on? Was there actually market testing of this? Heck, Tom and Roger should come out with an East meets West fragrance of their own. I have a fun question. What was your first favorite signature cologne perfume? Dracar was my first.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, that's dating Timothy, I think, because Dracar was the hot cologne for men back when I was in high school.
Wow.
Which, when I was...
That was the early 80s.
I was in the grade school.
Mid-80s.
Yeah, it was. Was it the other one, Jockey, or was that...
Jockey, there was Brute by Fabergé, you know.
All the boys that I knew in, like, middle school all wore CK1.
In middle school, they wore cologne?
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They actually...
You're one of those high schools with, like, drug problems in first grade or something, then, right?
Exactly.
You know, actually, my school disallowed that.
Really?
They did not allow girls to wear perfume or makeup.
Really?
Yeah.
The first perfume I ever wore was Clinique Happy.
I went to a parochial school, but they didn't allow jewelry either.
Hmm.
Huh. So, yeah, you know, my first exposure to that was junior high because that was public school. Public school.
Public school. Dun, dun, dun.
Public school, which has a whole different meaning in Britain.
True.
All right, now it's time for the makeup awards on the Oscars. And
Will Ferrell is walking out along with, I keep forgetting his name.
Steve Carell.
And they both have bad makeup jobs.
Wow. Will Ferrell looks like he
has the smallest eyes ever.
No, he just used a lot of mascara.
Will Ferrell looks like he has a sunburn.
A very, very bad sunburn.
They're talking about cologne.
That's really weird.
Called Pineapple Bliss.
Mm.
So that's a little serendipity there, or synchronicity, really.
Synchronicity.
We were talking about cologne, and then all of a sudden they started talking about cologne on the Oscars. Of course, they're doing makeup.
Oh, I loved that guy in Narnia.
What's his name?
The Fawn Tumnus.
Yes. Thomas?
Tumnus.
T-U-M-N-U-S.
Tumnus.
Wait, was that this year?
Cinderella Man was this year, yeah.
No, 2005.
Well, within the past Academy year.
Oh, what?
Which the Academy year is like 18 months long, I think.
Send Russell Crowe
Star
to a
Wars
bar
is
and he'll
getting
get
a
that
makeup
Star Wars
nomination.
Star Wars will get it.
Yeah, you think so? Because they won't get anything else,
yeah.
And this is their last shot.
Hey, look, he looks exactly the same with and without makeup. The Emperor.
Oh, they got it backwards. That's him without makeup.
Oh, huh.
And then they show him with...
That's it? Just three nominees? Narnia wins it.
The Chronic.
The Chronic.
What?
Oh, come on,
Tom. Somebody. You know, there's a new... There's Django. There's a new gangster rap featuring Natalie Portman that was on SNL that's making the rounds.
Really?
I haven't watched it yet.
From last night?
Pull up YouTube. Let's go.
It's on there. Yeah, I just haven't watched it.
I watched a little bit. That last night's SNL wasn't that great, but Natalie Portman's actually kind of...
Kind of what? Oh, funny? I thought you were going to say hot.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say hot,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I really did.
Dude, she's
You had to
totally
look like
hot.
You were about to say hot.
She's totally hot.
She was hot in The Professional, and she's hot now.
Wasn't she like 12?
11.
How old were you then, Roger?
Gross. What year did that come out?
I was 17, 18.
Just 17? Maybe you'll
okay,
be forgiven.
Fair enough. What year did it come out?
What is it?
The Professional?
Yeah.
I don't know.
90...
93, 94?
Oh, I didn't think she was hot.
I was
23.
Well, you obviously didn't watch the opening sequence
SNL. I was 12.
Or you'd get the joke.
Jason says, by the way, cologne for men is used way too much. Most guys just need to shower.
Old Spice.
What about Old Spice?
Women love Old Spice.
Are you joking? You love Old Spice? My wife over there? She's off mic. But
don't listen to her. She's
she says no.
Okay,
because
her dad used
it.
That's fair.
My
that's
dad
fine.
Used it too, which is why I gave you that face.
Okay.
No, my dad never used it. My grandfather used it.
Old Spice are like good sporty deodorant.
Really? Good sporty deodorant, I think.
Yeah, good
actually,
sporty deodorant.
Is what Jason is saying.
I'll have to come to you next time I choose my next scent.
Okay. I'm good at picking.
Veronica, smell these.
Oh, and then Jeff S. has a link to a recipe for Chinese yeast dough.
Ooh. Bread-like?
Oh, we just missed another joke.
Apparently a not funny joke. I'm not
sure.
We'll
TiVo back and hear what the joke was.
Oh, the wonders of TiVo. I just bought a TiVo this week.
How's your TiVo?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh,
I ordered
okay.
it on Thursday or Friday.
The Buzz Out Loud fans are very excited about your TiVo.
Yeah.
Ready for the joke?
They're excited on my blog,
hold on.
Too.
Joke.
Didn't I just make that joke?
Yeah, I think you made the joke about Russell Crowe getting into a fight
going
and that
to,
being
going
makeup.
To a bar to send
yeah,
it,
yeah.
A, maybe I just thought
you
that
did.
In my
no,
head.
No, you said like
okay.
what? It was kind of brief, but you said as it came up with Cinderella Man, you're like, well, they could just send him to a bar.
Oh, he's trying to find a way out.
He's pulling Daily Show tactics now.
Yeah.
Well, he made a lot of jokes about the left-leaningness of Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think he's... Yeah.
Staying in his safety zone?
No, I think he just... he likes to...
He likes to provoke.
Oh.
I don't think it was so much the left-leaning as maybe he's just trying to...
Oh, here come the scientific and technical awards.
Now, when did she get famous, exactly?
Oh, no, she's not. She's doing scientific and technical awards.
Oh.
Who is she?
Rachel McAdams. She was in Mean Girl, and she was in The Notebook. Wedding Crashers. Right. She was kind of cute in that. I saw that a couple weekends ago.
Are they the same area?
Wait, what is going on?
This is the update on the scientific and technical awards, which were given away like three weeks ago or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was wondering why it's like...
What does that have to do with the Oscars?
They're part of the Oscars,
oh,
but
they're
they're not stars, and they're not pretty, so they don't get to come up on stage during the Academy Awards ceremony. They have their own ceremony separately. But just recently, they started giving them Ms. McAdams, so... You know, at least they're getting some.
There's some sort of acknowledgement in their role in making the movie good.
That dress looked like it was from Forever 21.
From where?
Forever 21.
Oh, is that one of those teeny bopper stores on the mall?
Yeah.
Whoa, what's wrong with your HD?
It's something that happens with the Mitsubishi WD-525. Sometimes the graphic overlay doesn't go away. Okay, as Morgan Freeman is having trouble reading his lines, my wife yells out, "Come on, easy reader." Which I think is hilarious.
Actress in a supporting role.
All right, we're going to stop down for actress in a supporting role, and we'll come back with the results. So Rachel Weisz won the Best Supporting Actress.
Rachel Weisz.
Yes.
She's seven months pregnant.
Wow.
Huh?
Look
at her.
Yeah. Look at her.
She's bulging.
There's two of them up there to give her thank you. They've been doing this. The whole Academy Awards have been playing music under people the whole time as if it is some sort of soundtrack. Some
it
sort
is.
Of, yeah.
This is the part of the movie, or should I say the TV movie, where we all learn a valuable lesson about humanity and that person's role in it.
We're supposed to believe that this isn't fixed, right? That this is a secret ballot and that nobody knows.
Oh, whatever.
But here's the thing. They're actors. How do we know they're not just acting surprised?
Because you know why? Because when you see the names called and you see the faces of the other people, man, some of them look pissed
acting.
Off. Acting? No.
They
it's
even
like,
get direction, probably.
It's like,
okay, you're going
to
look pissed off.
It has to be such good acting that they're not only pissed off, but they're also trying to hide it. And you can see it, them kind of quashing
but
it
But these
down.
Are the
like,
best actors in Hollywood. Of course they're going to be able to pull that off.
Yes.
I have to go with Tom. I think it's all
rigged. Oh, really?
How many Asian people have you seen? None.
Good night and good luck. I didn't see that either. I have not seen any movies this year.
I saw Good Night and Good Luck. This was a great movie.
Two?
Locked.
Okay, I saw Chronicles of Narnia.
I didn't see that.
Do you want a mic? Eileen keeps...
We're having a conversation.
Keeps talking.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, now we're taking calls. Line one. Eileen, can you put that through? All right, finally we got a commercial. We can get to Robert's feedback. Says, I got hooked when you were talking about health care, as I have none currently. When the rent, car, utilities are all paid up, the money goes to a stack of ramen noodles. No health care for me. Luckily, the prescription I'm on only costs me $30 a month. Whoa, that's pricey.
Yeah. Now,
a course of a year?
Yeah.
$360?
Not to sound somewhat flippant, but Robert, don't invest too heavily in ramen noodles if you're worried about your health.
They're very high in sodium.
They actually have no nutritional value whatsoever. Absolutely none.
Stir fry would be a good alternative. Vegetables are pretty cheap.
Yeah, I would go with a noodle, you know, if you can, like, I don't know, pasta and then, you know.
I can't
if you have
all,
access,
so
I'm not sure
I'm
where
not
Robert is, if you
me.
Have access to... like Korean grocery store or Chinese grocery store, like a Ranch 99 type of thing. There are a lot of good, cheap noodles that aren't high in sodium.
Yes,
exactly. That come with them flavor packs.
Or you know what? You know, just get yourself a big box of, you know, just that plain pasta that, you know, that's just enriched. But it won't have any... The thing is, ramen noodles, to make them, they deep fry them to shrink them.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Just spaghetti noodles and tomato sauce with some vegetables.
You know what?
In it.
That's what my
cheap.
Dad
what
fed me
for
3 months
for
in Michigan. That and Tyson frozen chicken.
Ooh.
Macaroni and cheese with broccoli. See, gives you some vegetables.
I've
broccoli.
Recently learned how to fend for myself in the cooking department. And I buy like flash frozen meals.
Uh-huh.
They just stick in the skillet. And it's like fresh vegetables and chicken and all that kind of good stuff. And it's pretty low in fat.
And if you're really on a budget. And, you know, you can't afford, because some of those run like $7 per package.
They're kind of expensive.
Yeah. Just go to, you know, I don't want to tell anyone how to cook, but my parents being restaurant owners and all, just, you know, go get the vegetables that you want, you know, carrots, potatoes. You're going to have to do a little slicing and dicing, but you know what? It's a lot cheaper. And just get yourself like some, you know, chicken fillets and stuff and just bake it. You won't have to worry about cooking oil. You won't have to worry about all the other stuff. You just get, you know, Reynolds wrapped.
That's really good, yeah.
And it's, you know, I learned that in college. One of my classmates is like, yeah, it's really easy. When you're done, you just throw everything away. You just turn it into a little, you know, aluminum foil ball and you toss it.
And that's also good for fish,
exactly.
Actually. And depending on where you are in the country, the fish might even be cheaper, depending.
Yes.
I made salmon in tin foil one time.
Yeah?
It was very good.
Yeah, a little lemon.
I'm also, however, extremely lazy when it comes to cooking.
You know what?
That's why those skillet meals are so enticing.
Yeah, and I don't have a microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Phil? Tom remembers there was a point in my life where I had... All I had was a microwave and a rice cooker. I didn't have a stove because where I lived had no stove.
Yeah, I don't have a microwave at all. Yeah.
You never made bread either.
I bought a crock pot, and that thing saved my...
I want a crock pot.
Rice and
so
beans.
Badly.
Rice and beans in a crock pot? You can eat all week off it.
Slow cooking, the only thing is, even though they say you can leave it running while you're at work, you always in the back of the mind, oh, maybe I better not.
Is it on fire?
Well, for one day.
Is my apartment
going to
be
in the
there?
Fridge, you know, don't leave it running all week for
goodness
sake.
Oh, no, I know, but it's back.
All right, we're coming back to the Academy Awards.
It's rated TV-14.
Yeah, because of the clips,
John Stewart.
I bet. Or John Stewart.
Maybe.
But you know what I think?
They're about to welcome a legend.
The Blue Dahlia?
Wow. Oh, who is that? That they're
Lauren
welcome?
Bacall?
Wow.
That's Lauren
great.
Bacall? Wow. How old is she? She's like 70-something.
She's pretty up there.
The Oscars right now is doing a little tribute to film noir. And there is a movie that's coming out. I think it's been put out by one of the MTV arms.
Edward R. Murrow?
But it's
is that
it's,
Johnny Depp movie?
No,
that's definitely, that's like a period
I actually
piece.
Caught the, I believe it or not, I caught the trailer over at Comic-Con 2 weeks ago. I can't remember the name of it. It's killing me. But it was some I really want to say that.
Someone out there will know.
Yes. So if you know, please inform me, because right now I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, post it on the forums, sabrilliant.com/blog. Inquiring minds want to know.
Or at least this one.
Yeah, I don't really care, but...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we're almost done here. Any final thoughts, Veronica? I know this wasn't a normal East meets West, although I'm not really actually sure what a normal East meets West would involve, except
that's
more race baiting from Roger.
What are you talking about? Oh, there's no Chinese bread. You people are just eating rice.
You didn't make any white bread comments, which I'm thankful for.
Because it's too easy. All right? Where's the challenge?
But anyway, we haven't let Veronica answer the question.
I'm sorry.
What was the question? What did I think?
Yeah, your thoughts on the...
It was great. I mean, yeah, it would be interesting to have a, you know, straight up conversation instead of just discussing the Oscars. But
yeah. We will
next time around.
Would you mind coming back again to
of
try that out?
Of course not.
Right,
no, but
cool.
If you start talking all that smarty stuff again, I don't know.
I don't know if we can stop
if
Roger.
If you can dumb it down a few notches, I'd appreciate that.
You can be smart alecky then.
Okay, I'm good at that.
That's
generally.
Roger, anything else from you before we
about
sign
the
off?
Oscars?
About anything.
Yeah, you know, actually, I really, really want to thank all the viewers or listeners who've actually made the forums kind of like, you know, sparkle, because it's cool.
There's 21 posts in there.
I mean, like,
that's a lot of
when
posts.
We first started, it was just me, you, and Eileen.
And I could track all three downloads of all three of us.
Yes, constantly. Hey, Roger, you forgot to download. Ooh,
yeah,
bad.
I would see only two downloads. I'd be like, Roger, I see it on Eileen's iTunes, and I see it on mine.
Where's yours? But no, this is great. And yeah, thanks a lot for putting in questions, because, you know, it makes it all that more, all the more interesting.
All right, next time, a more cohesive and still rambling episode, because
yes.
We really are just doing this for the heck of it. So.
Yeah, we were not getting huge sums of money from like Michelin tires or anything.
Or the
like
Academy
that.
Of Arts, Motion Arts, Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences.
Kira Knightley.
All right, that's it for this edition of East Meets West. I'm Tom Arrett.
I'm Roger Chang.
Thank you, Veronica.
You're welcome.
Bye.